Blog Talk Radio.
Embellish Magazine, a new design publication that's run by Ashley and her husband. That is what we're going to talk about today on At Home with Victoria. For those of you that are out there joining us on this very windy and I must say kind of cold Sunday here on the East Coast, as always, I want to thank you very, very much for your time. Ashley's going to join us at about 15 or 20 minutes after the hour. And if you're an artist out there, if you like paper crafts and all of that good stuff, then today is your show, because Ashley's online magazine is a publication where you can actually submit your work and actually get it there on her web design page. So, again, she's going to talk more about that in a little bit. I think Simone is on the line. Simone is sort of my, I guess I could say, my sort of sidekick when it comes to arts and crafts. Simone, are you there?
I am.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Simone is in Baltimore. Did I see on your Facebook status that you said something about snow or sleet?
It was snowing last night.
Are you kidding me?
No, huge flakes were coming down. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I just could not believe it. And I was joking around with my mom. She's in Ohio. They usually get snow before we do. But it tricked me last night, and there it was.
That is too funny. I did see that on the weather forecast, and I wasn't quite sure if it was true or not. And I actually, one of the television stations where I used to work was in Baltimore, where Simone is, WMAR. And I said, I'm going to call my meteorologist friends and see if this is true. And I didn't even have to call them, because if you logged on to Facebook and went on WMAR, that's all that was on that page was talking about, that there was a possibility of snow and flurries in the forecast. So I didn't even have to call the weather center, because I knew it was true. I thought that was so funny.
It was funny. It was wild. I'm like, wow, it's really snowing here. And it's not December.
Well, definitely that, you know, when it's snow and the weather the way that it is, it's kind of cool to curl up with some tea, a hot cup of tea in your pajamas, and if you've got any projects or craft work to do to get it done, right?
Exactly. Perfect timing.
Well, again, I know there are a lot of people out there who are waiting for Ashley to come on, and Ashley's going to be calling in, I think I told her, between 2:15 and 2:20, and then she's going to spend the rest of the hour with us to talk about the magazine. The way I found out about the magazine was through Miss Simone. So, Simone, you want to tell us a little bit about how you found about Embellish and how Ashley was sort of able to get here to us today on the show?
Sure. Actually, I always go on different blogs, so I'm definitely reading your blogs out there. And it was a certain blog, and I can't really remember the name of the blog that I went on, but they were talking about this new magazine that was going to be featured online. I said, well, that's really cool. So I typed in embellishmagazine.com, and there it was. And basically, she was looking for people to start sending in their design projects. So I thought that was really cool. She had she had like a color list that she wanted to use. It's definitely for holiday. So it was a red, a brown, a craft color, and you also had to use twine. So she had a couple of little things that you needed to do, and then you sent in your design work. So I just thought that was a really neat way to get your work out there.
Yeah, and I would definitely say you are more of the sort of paper card person than what I am. I think I'm more sort of with the wreaths and, you know, the scrapbooking stuff. But when we were actually on the air talking about something else, when you had mentioned Embellish, actually, no, you had it in your sort of picks of websites and things that you wanted folks to look at. And as we were talking, I just happened to type it in on my laptop here in my office. And I remember getting so excited, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, I love this website, because as soon as you click onto it, I think what I really, really like about it is just that bright red that pops out with the embellish in the white and the word magazine in black, and red just happens to be my favorite color. And what I liked about it as a first-time person, you know, just sort of looking at it, is that it's very, very user-friendly, which I think is cool, because it's nothing more frustrating than when you go to someone's website or you want to read their blog and become interested in what they're doing that, you know, you can't really figure out how to navigate
right.
the thing and what to do. And then the work that was on there that I saw that some folks had already submitted, it was really, really, you know, good stuff and pretty cool. So needless to say, I was impressed by that. So I became a big, big fan. Simone was already a fan, so I'm a follower in this case. I became a fan of Embellish Magazine on Facebook. So for those of you that don't know, Ashley is on Facebook with Embellish Magazine, so go, please, and be her friend. And I know, like Simone said, she's got a blog, so she's going to talk to us about the blog. But before we continue to talk about Embellish Magazine, Simone, you had a couple of other, not a couple, actually, I think you had about six or seven sites that you gave me that I did put on our website that are some of your other favorites. So I only have a few. Simone, if anybody listens to our show, she, like, really does much, much more work when it comes to the research than I do, only because I have a lot of other stuff with the show to do. So that's my excuse, Simone, so don't yell at me. But she really does just like research, and she just does an awesome job at finding stuff that even, you know, I'm a television journalist of 15, 16 years, and half the stuff this girl finds, I'm like, where'd you get it from? I can't even find it. So basically, when Simone finds some stuff and she's got a list for you, then it definitely, I can say, is on trend, like she found Embellish Magazine, and it's certainly something that, you know, if you see her stuff on the site, that you probably want to take a look at and jot down, because she really is on the cutting edge when it comes to that stuff. So enough of me bragging about you. So let's talk about some of your websites that you liked.
Okay, I put on there a cherry on top. This is a great website if you want to do like a one-stop shop. They have all the new paper, trends, embellishment,
mm-hmm.
anything that you want. That is a great website. And they always have little sales that goes on. So if you're looking for something that's really cute, that's really in trend, it's in style
mm-hmm.
right now, acherryontop.com. And I know you have it listed on your website. So
yeah. I think I was able to get, and when the show is over, I'll go back, but I was able to get, I want to say, all the sites that you sent me except for two that when I connected, something weird happened. So we'll work on that behind the scenes. But for sure, once we figure that out, we'll definitely get those other two websites up there. But, okay, go ahead.
Okay, and then I have All That Scraps, and that's a really cute website. She does her own little stamps. I think they're called CC Design. So if you're looking
mm-hmm.
for some cute rubber stamps, she definitely has it there. And they're, the cost of their shipping is really cheap, which I kind of look for. Because,
right.
you know,
Amen
sometimes you buy things online and it's like maybe $7 or $8 just for shipping. So
I know. It's like, what's that all about?
Exactly. So I do like that site for her little stamps. And then I have Eclectic Papery, very, very kind of fashion-forward type of website. They have a lot of Fancy Pant Designs, which is a paper
mm-hmm.
company. And then they have some older things on there as well. So if you like an older paper line or an older embellishment, she has it on her site.
That's
really,
cool.
really cute stuff. And
now, I do want to, before you continue, I want to say just acknowledge we've got a lot of guests joining us today, Simone, in the chat room.
Oh, great.
And a lot of them, yeah, it's pretty cool. A lot of them, I'm sure, are here to listen to Ashley. So I want to mention Ashley's going to be here. Don't log out. She's going to be calling in at about between 2:15 and 2:20 to talk about Embellish Magazine, and then she's going to spend the rest of the hour with us. Also, I totally neglected to say that if you do want to call in and talk to Ashley, or Simone, and if you have a question for one of them, the call-in number is 718-664-9364. Again, 718-664-9364. Okay, Simone.
Okay, and another one was ImpressRubberStamps.com. They do custom stamps. So if you mm-hmm. want to put something in rubber and you want to stamp it, you can go to that website and they will make your stamps for you, which I think is
cool. Oh, that's cool.
Very
neat.
Cool.
So you mean if I, because I have been trying to actually, maybe this is a good idea for me to put you on the spot and have you help me. I've been trying to come up with a really cool logo for our show, for At Home with Victoria. So if I found, like, a logo that I like and I want to put that on a stamp, I could send that into them and they'll do that.
If it's not copyrighted, so you have to make sure
Right.
But definitely.
That would be important, the copyright part.
That would be very important. But definitely, if you have any artwork or just even, like, maybe your initials, anything that you want, they can make it for you in rubber. And they have different prices for different sizes of the rubber that you need. So it's a very neat website. They also do their own embellishment. So if you're looking for something that you don't see every day at the Michaels or whatnot, this is a great website to go to.
That's awesome.
It is. It's really neat. So I do go there probably about once a week to look and see what they have.
What they've got going on.
Yeah, they also have a great selection of punches. So if you're into the punches, they have a huge selection, and they keep that well-stocked. So good website. And then
the last one
that you have on your page is called peachycheap.com.
Yeah, I remember that one because of the name.
Very neat website. They have items on there just for one day that you can buy, and they're about 50 to 60, maybe even 70 or 80% off. So
for one day?
For one day.
Oh, wow, okay. That's
a website that you go to daily to see if they have something that you may like. So
that you may like or need. That's pretty interesting. You see?
There
again, I told you guys, when it comes to staying on top of what's going on out there in the paper craft world and design world, this young lady that we're talking to right now is the one for you. Did you have classes last week or a couple of weeks ago? I remember I had a show, and I think it was about breast cancer. Mima that I spoke to from the Tiger Lily Foundation. And I remember you saying that you couldn't listen because you had class. So how was class? How are your students doing?
They are doing great. We just have a good time when I go down to Reston, Virginia. So we have a lot of fun down there, and we are learning a lot. And they're building their Copic marker collection. So I know they're very happy with me about that. But we are having a great time down there. So I will have another class coming up in December, and that's going to be on a Saturday, December the 12th, I think it is, from 1:30 to 3:30.
Do you know what you're going to be focusing on? Will it be something for Christmas, since it's around the Christmas time, or not necessarily, or you just don't know yet?
We're doing a winter theme
collection
with a little bit of Christmas in there, too. So it should be a really, really fun class. I'm looking forward to getting those samples made and sending those down to Virginia. So
I think I'm going to mark my I've been saying that I want to get down there to one of your classes. That one sounds like something that's fun. So I wouldn't mind marking my calendar. Maybe we'll do a live show from your classroom if I can get down there that day. That would be fun.
Wouldn't
that be fun?
Love that.
Talk to some of your students. I'm sure they'll only have good things to say about you, Teacher Simone.
I hope so.
If not, you better start paying them money right now.
I better go ahead and send in a check then.
Right, go ahead and start sending the checks. If you guys are out there and you're just joining us, we've got a lot of guests in the chat room, and if you're out there listening, thanks a lot for joining us. The topic that we're going to be talking about today, really the focus is on Embellish Magazine. Ashley's going to be joining us probably in about, I would say, 5 or 6 minutes to tell you all about the magazine, how you can get your work published as well. Just to let all of you that are new to the show just know a little bit about it, the show is called At Home with Victoria. And we usually have shows, at least I try to, on Sundays, only because that just seems to be a really good day. But then Simone, football season kicked in, and then I thought, oh, no, I'm not sure if that really is a good day anymore, but we kind of seem to stick with Sundays. But basically, on the show, I talk a lot about, women issues, nothing controversial, just, conversations more for informational purposes. We talk a lot about arts and crafts, and we also talk a lot with nonprofit organizations in an effort to help them get the word out about good things that they're doing. My background is I am a television news anchor and a TV reporter, worked all over the place. So this show just basically gives me a chance to kind of talk to people that that I would never really get a chance to do stories on television. And plus, the best thing about it, Simone, I don't have to put makeup and fix my hair.
Yeah.
And I can just sit here in my slippers in my office, and I can talk on the phone. So, I mean, like, you know, how good does it get with that?
That's
but again,
right.
We do have a lot of, gosh, we've got, I think since I've started the show, this is probably the most people that I have had in my chat room.
Oh, great.
So go Ashley. Yeah, we'll have to invite her a little bit more often, right?
Exactly.
Ashley, listen, if you're out there listening right now, you're welcome to come anytime you want and bring your whole posse with you that's out there listening to us right now. I had just a couple of websites that I found. One, actually, Simone, this was a show that you listened to. It's our friend Mary McCarthy. She has a blog, and she has a page on Facebook called Pajamas and Coffee.
Yes.
And she has she's the one with the really cool haunted house.
Yeah,
remember her?
I remember.
Yeah. Well, Mary has a website, and it's called www.creativehalloween.net. And the reason why I mention her as a good person to go to on the web if you're looking for stuff, especially for Halloween, because Halloween is her thing. She's got a book out right now. It's called Adult Halloween Parties. It's $14.99, which I think is reasonable. It's a nice paperback book, and you can get that right now on Amazon. But if you go to creativehalloween.com, she's just got, you know, like really cool information about how to have a Halloween party in terms of themes, in terms of cost. She talks about, you know, the biggest costumes this year, and I think she did mention a few. One was Michael Jackson, which didn't really surprise me too much. And then I think one that I found, which I thought was really funny, was the couple that had that reality show that sort of, I guess they still have it, John and Kate Plus 8. I thought that was so funny.
It's
that
so funny.
That they are like top Halloween mask. Like, who would believe, right? Isn't that
right.
Hilarious?
Very
yeah.
funny.
Yeah,
very
they
funny.
They've got other problems that right now I think that they're dealing through with money and all this other stuff. You know, speaking about that, what's so funny about that show, I was never really a big fan, but being in television news, you know, I try to watch everything just to have a conversation and know what everyone's talking about. But one of the main reasons why I thought that both of them did the show was because they could save money for their children, for their college education and so on and so forth. And now at the end of doing all of these episodes, they have no money, and plus they're fighting over money. So, you know, but who knew, I guess,
right.
something like that would turn out. But anyway, so Mary's website is really good for Halloween stuff. And I did find another website online. It's called craftsfaironline.com. What's cool about that is that if you go to that website, they've got, you know, every single craft fair in the United States.
Ooh.
And basically all you have to do is click on the state, and then they have it by the counties and the cities. And you click that on, so if there's some type of, you know, arts and crafts or Christmas or whatever type of fair that it is, you're going to find all of that information on there. So I just thought that was a pretty cool site. I don't personally have my pics up there yet. Simone's are there, but I'll add my little ones that I have on at the end. And then it was another one, and this one, and I'll tell you why I wanted MarthaStewart.com up there. I mean, that's sort of, I guess, probably a given that most people would know about that. But I liked her website because I think that the folks that work for her, they do a really good job of actually explaining how to do things. And,
right.
of course, on there you're going to get all the tips and information about paper crafting, scrapbooking, card making, and all of that stuff too. So those were pretty much the ones that I found, which, again, you know, nothing compared to you, Simone, but it's something. Nothing cutting edge, but, you know, they're on there. And then I wanted to also mention which is more my thing, the iTunes, is that if you go on iTunes and you search under podcast, and then if you sub-search from podcast and you search under arts and crafts, my goodness, there are so many people that have so many shows on there that talk about every single thing, you know, how to scrapbook, how to do card making, how to put together a flower basket, how to weave, and none of that costs anything. So if you've got an iPod, I think that's a really, really a good opportunity because all those podcasts are free. So you can either subscribe to that particular person's podcast or you can just download that one particular show if you don't want all of them. And, of course, I have to toot our own horn, Simone, because speaking of podcasts, yes, yes, you can also find At Home with Victoria on Apple's iTunes. So if you just go to podcasts and search At Home with Victoria, then you'll see my face with a lot of teeth that will show up. and we've got a lot of shows on there. Most of the shows are with me, but actually not really true. Probably half of them are with Simone, too. So just go on there, and it'll be cool if you guys can download us and kind of follow us. And also, if you've ever got a show idea, especially when it comes to arts and crafts or, you know, any type of projects or stuff that you guys are out there working on, then please, please, please call me or email me, and Simone and I will get you on the show. But, Simone, I think Ashley's probably on with us. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's everybody?
Great.
Good, good, good. Ashley, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the beginning of the show, but listen, I have to tell you, I've been doing these shows for just, I would say, at least a couple of months now. I have never in my life had this many people in my chat room before. So I told Simone, I said, Ashley can come visit us anytime she wants because I've got so many guests, and, of course, they're all here to support you. But
I appreciate everyone coming out, too.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for bringing your posse along, as I call them, because I'm looking at the board right now, and we've got a lot of guests. And there's a young lady that joined us named Julie Lacey. So, Julie, thank you so much for being with us. But anyway, I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to let Ashley talk and tell us about Embellish Magazine. Love the website, by the way. It's really nice.
Thank you. Well, basically, I just started the online publication. It was something that my husband and I, actually it was his idea originally. It sounds funny because it is about paper crafting and how my husband is involved with it, but he supports me, you know, a lot on this little venture that I have. But basically, we just got the idea to have an interactive online publication that showcases designers' paper craft creations and ways that they use them in like the current trendiest ways. And so I thought, okay, well, how can I make a magazine different from the other publications that already exist? And
sure.
I thought to make it a challenge-based publication because I'm not trying to necessarily be a competitor to some of the other publications, but just
mm-hmm.
showcase, give designers opportunities to showcase their work
mm-hmm.
in a different medium, and that's the online magazine perspective. And
mm-hmm.
just that it requires you just to download, and actually not even to download it. You can download it, the PDF, but just go to a website and view it page by page,
mm-hmm.
giving people the option to print it if, you know, they want to. And it's one of those things, like if you've ever been published in a magazine, you get the print publication, and, yeah, you like the entire magazine, but sometimes you just want your page. And so to showcase it in a way, you know, like office or something
right,
like that,
right,
or for
right.
your resume or something, you can actually pull your page from our publication once it will be available. And you have that option. So you actually get, you know, the direct file of what we're producing as opposed to just a print copy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I just wanted to be able to highlight designers and put them in the best light possible. We will be featuring each designer individually with their own bio and having an ability to link them to their galleries or to their blog to basically promote them and their work. Because, I mean, that's what, you know, this type of ministry is all about, is able to share your work and showcase it and, you know, with others that who share this hobby, so to speak. So that's pretty much everything in a nutshell. It's a lot of different elements that go into this publication to make it work and to make it kind of different from other publications that exist out there on the market currently.
Well, you know what you said that I really, really like and admire about what you guys are doing, and that's the fact that you said, you know, you're not trying to be in competition with other, you know, sites, but, you know, more so a place where artists and these folks can get together and actually, you know, just showcase their work, but it really isn't about competition. But then you threw that sort of challenge part in there to say, hey, you know, take this and maybe think about how you would do this and that. So that's pretty cool. That is pretty, pretty cool. And I have to tell you, some of the work that I'm just kind of looking on the page right now. One of my favorites on the front page was this called The Circles of Inspiration. And that is really, 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 really pretty how the circles are there in the back, and you've got that. It almost looks like it could be a desk, but then it looks like it could be a armoire just kind of sitting there. But it's just, it's really, really, really just cool looking. And, I just enjoy looking at the colors and the frames and the rug and all of that that's on there. So that was one of my favorites that sort of that kind of jumped out at me. Now, when you guys decided to do this, how did you go about getting the word out there to different artists and stuff that, hey, this is a publication or an avenue that's available to you? Is it sort of word of mouth and through friends?
Yeah, basically that's all it is. I mean, we haven't personally advertised, you know, by through any type of publication or any other method. So it's just basically word of mouth. People, my colleagues or fellow crafters who have spread the word and have come to support me in this venture. And basically that's the way that this information is being dispersed. It's all through word of mouth, which is very powerful in the marketing world.
Absolutely, and I was going to say certainly it seems to be working so far because like you and I both know, and we told everyone at the top of the hour, the way that I found out about you through my show was through Simone, who had your magazine on our website a couple of weeks ago as one of your picks, as one of her favorite picks of magazine online publications to sort of watch and take a look at. And then as we were talking, I just happened to bring your website up, and I was like, oh, my goodness, look at that. It's so professional. So that's when I sort of emailed you and said, please, please, please come on and tell everybody about it and what they can do to get involved. Now, you're also on Facebook, because I'm one of your fans on there as well as Simone. So you're pretty much open to fans on there for people to, track what you do on there as well, I guess.
Sure. Facebook has become a great place for the entire world to come together and share, you know, likes, dislikes, opinions, and things of that nature. So we're on Facebook, and we welcome people to become a fan and just join us, and we disseminate information sometimes on there. For instance, the other day our blog went down, and it was one of those things where how do you disseminate information and let people know, well, we'll be back shortly. And that was my way of doing that, was through Facebook and Twitter. So we're on Twitter as well. Our Twitter username is embellishmag, and you can find that as well. There's a link for follow me on the actual blog as well for that. But we just have the Facebook page just for people to know when we've updated the blog, have new information, and just to share what's going on at the time. I try to have, like, to be just transparent about everything, like the whole publication process, so people will get an idea of how it all typically works in the publication type of world.
Right. Simone, I don't want to hog the whole conversation because, you know, as a journalist, I will, and I'll never let you talk because I have a thousand questions. But is there something that you wanted to say or talk to Ashley about before I open my mouth again?
I just want to say it's a great, great way to just get ideas. I love going on blogs just to kind of get some fresh inspiration. So I think it's a great way to get that out there. And I do have a question for you. Now, if you're not someone that takes a lot of pictures, how do you get a really strong presentation if we send something in for publication?
Well, there are a few things that you can do. I just want to mention first I have some publishing tips that are posted on the blog. It's under the Get Published tab. And you can go there, and I have a few tips. And I speak, one point is about presentation, of course, and how you present your designs to people so that they are appealing and they are striking and you kind of can see it in the best light. And one of my tips is to keep it simple. If all else fails, you can have just a plain white backdrop. And you can create that easily just by white paper. So sometimes people think that they have to have a light box or something like that with all these lights and things set up. And I was one of those people who thought that too and was even suckered into buying one. But to be honest, you don't need that. You could use lights that you have, just direct lights, desk lights and things like that. Set up a paper, a white piece of paper and a back, and then a white piece of paper on the bottom, and then you can put your project on top, and that can create your, so to speak, your light box. And then you just take your photo. You have to kind of know your camera, and that's one of the things that you'll have to play with once you get your backdrop set up. But once you have an idea of how, like if you're going to use white, then you kind of have to adjust your flash and your lighting and your settings to make sure that it's not too bright or it's not too dark. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much the best way, you know, cropping other things out, you know, that might be distracting in the background. But those are that's probably the best tip I have. I mean, you can use other things in your photos, but you won't want to make it too cluttered because it kind of can distract the actual viewer from what you're trying to showcase the most, and that's your design.
Okay.
Now, I do want to also talk about, and I'm getting this information, Ashley, from embellishmagazine.com. For those of you that are just joining us, thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I'm Victoria. Simone is our sort of a craft and paper expert that you just listened to. And the last young lady was Ashley, and she's been so nice to join us here to talk about her online publication, embellishmagazine.com, and all the information and websites, you'll find that on my site. So if you don't have a pen or something handy, don't worry. It will stay on there for about 3 to 4 weeks. And, Ashley, I just clicked on your site that says frequently asked questions, and I thought I would just sort of go down the list for those
mm-hmm.
out there that may have some of those questions like Simone did. One of it was, can we use various shades of hue?
Yeah, using and these frequently asked questions were specifically for the actual publication call, which the publication will be released in December.
Okay.
But we do have blog challenges, and they run about every 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and these frequently asked questions can apply to those challenges as well. And so regarding the shades of color, you can use various shades. I try not to be too constricting with the challenges because sometimes people's supplies are limited. And especially if you're first starting crafting, I remember those days when I only had this card stock from Michaels and no other distributor, you know what I mean, or something like that. And
right,
I remember
right,
those
right.
days. And I don't want to, you know, exclude anybody from being able to participate in the challenge. So I open it up and say, okay, yeah, so if you don't have this light blue shade, you can use a turquoise. It's not going to just make it and so you like it and it looks good and we're just happy that everyone's making things, you know.
Right.
So,
right, right.
Sure, use different shades. Just try to make it as close as possible, but use whatever you have.
And there was another one under that about can we use other embellishments?
Oh, when I, okay, so when we do challenges, a lot of times, since it's Embellish Magazine, I kind of hone in on that and kind of use that as a direction for the challenge. And I, the challenges typically include some sort of embellishment. And so for the December publication, it was to use twine. So I say you can, you have to use the twine, but that doesn't limit you from using anything else. So,
okay, I got
so,
you. Okay,
so you could use twine plus buttons or
right,
a ribbon with the twine or something like that. And so I didn't want to, you know, limit it so that people can only use twine, so to speak, but they can use other embellishments along with it as well.
Right, makes perfectly good sense. And another one, another frequently asked questions, can we submit multiple entries?
Of course, we welcome multiple entries. If something, if it so happens to be that our challenges spark an, you know, inspiration for you, and you and you want to create that many more submissions or, you know, for the challenge, by all means, we welcome them, and we love to view all of the entries. So it's no problem to submit multiple entries.
Well, I have to say, you certainly do make it very accessible and easy and very inviting for folks out there to want to participate in doing this. And there was also one that talked about, can we post our submissions to our blog's galleries? Does that pertain to this conversation?
Yeah, it does. Even for the challenges, definitely the blog challenges that we do every 2 weeks, definitely, because that's how you're able to link it to our site, is that they're posted either on your online blog or gallery. But also for the publications, some publishers require that you they're just exclusive to their own publication. But like I said, I'm all about being open and transparent and sharing. So we welcome people to share it. If it's going to be published in the magazine, however, we request that those products be removed until the publication is actually released, just to keep it so, like, you know, so that you have something to view and everyone's not, you know, looking at your actual project until the actual publication is reviewed.
Right.
But if you have it, you know, up before then, you know, we've actually made the decision, then that's perfectly fine.
Okay. And then one of the last ones that I'll mention on this page, when will publication acceptances be made?
Okay, the publication acceptances have already been made. I believe they were made last week or 2 weeks ago. And we sent emails out to people, to the designers, and they either accepted or they didn't, and then they've already mailed in their publications. So I have stacks and stacks of projects over here that I need to start photographing soon.
And so you will take photographs of all that, and then you will then go ahead and get it on the site.
Right. What the process will entail is I'll take the photographs of the cards and showcase them in their best light based on the type of theme that each card has.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it will go to a graphics person, and they will be able to lay out the design of the magazine. And basically that's it. And once it's laid out, it's pretty much done and it's able to go live.
Well, who's, and I guess this, I'm probably going to answer my own questions, but I'm just sitting here looking at the site itself and just the way that it's actually laid out. It's just very, very easy to look at, very clean, you know, very sort of simple designs, but yet the pictures that do have, for example, there's, it looks like, I'm pretty sure it's a necklace. It's one of sort of the feature pieces that's in your top, that you've got different boxes that you can go back and forth. And it looks like a necklace that was made with flowers, and I just think that is absolutely just beautiful. It looks like a necklace, and it's got a pink flower, and it's got about six other different types of flowers on the necklace. And I just saying that I just think that that's absolutely beautiful. But I'm just really very impressed with the quality of just the layout itself. So, like I said, I'm sure that's you and your husband responsible for that, but it really does just look, it's just well done, very much so.
Thank you. Yeah, my husband, MacArthur, he's a multimedia person by his profession, so that's basically enabled me to be able to do this whole venture. But he he designed the entire blog and the website. He's the one who helps me when things go down, and all anything technological, he pretty much assists in this. I do some of the photos, actually most of them, like the ones you were talking about at the top. I photographed all of those, and the necklace you were referring to is a necklace from Forever 21, actually, and it was available this summer. I'm not sure if it's probably still in the store, but it's one of those things that I just showcase because you can use inspiration from anything. It could be a necklace, and you don't even have to purchase the necklace. You can go shopping and find inspiration to design crafts everywhere. So that's why I showcase a variety of different items, not just something like paper crafting items, to give people inspiration because you can find it everywhere.
That is true. And again, if you are just joining us, it looks like we've got a few more folks inside the chat room. I'm sure I can speak on behalf of Ashley and say thank you for joining her in this conversation today on At Home with Victoria, as she's here to talk about Embellish Magazine. And again, the website that you can go to and learn a little bit more about it and most of what we are talking about, and see that beautiful necklace that I like that she said that she photographed from Forever 21. It is embellishmagazine.com, and also they are on Facebook as well as Twitter, and all that information will be on my page, and I'll keep it there for about 4 weeks. So if you're not able to get to it today because you're trying to rush to watch one of the football games, then it will be there for a little bit. Don't worry about that. And again, I do want to thank all of the guests. It looks like, let's see, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We've got about 8 guests in the chat room. Jezebel is joining us. So, Jezebel, hello. Give you a shout-out. Thanks for being with us on this Sunday. Julie Lacey is also joining us. Hi, Julie. Thanks for hanging out with us. And I see Simone's name on there. Simone's on the phone with us. So, hi, Simone. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Ashley, I don't know if you got a chance to hear what we were talking about at the top, but I wanted to toot Simone's horn again because she's a teacher as well. It's just, you know, this paper craft and design and all that stuff is, I can say in a positive way, is her life. And, you know, she does a lot of research and finding sort of the cutting edge and, you know, what's new out there and so on and so forth, which is how, you know, she you came to our attention through Simone, I want to say about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I first started emailing you. So, Simone, we love you, and thanks for always bringing us great people.
Oh, no problem.
Now, also, I also wanted to mention for those of you that are out there in the chat room, we don't want to be, I guess, stingy and not have you call in if you have any questions. So if you do want to call in and ask Ashley a question, feel free to do that. The call-in number is 718-664-9364. Again, 718-664-9364. So give us a call if you have a question for her. We only have about 15 more minutes remaining in the show, as the show tend to kind of fly by and go by really fast. But Ashley, before we end up having to let you go, I wanted to ask you just about your background. So has art been something that you have always done your whole life as a young child, or was this something that you sort of grew into later on in life?
Well, art has kind of been in and out of my life, I guess you could say. It's not something that I would say I was an artsy-fartsy type of child growing up. I enjoyed it. I tried different things, but I didn't really pursue it, per se. I actually liked fashion a lot growing up, and I was actually going to go to fashion design school and made a right turn and didn't go that route. But it just kept kind of falling back in my lap, and then eventually I completely immersed myself into it. So it's happened more so as an adult, more than a child. But like I said, I dibbled and dabbled with it just a little bit. I tried different things out, and I finally found what I liked. I mean, it kind of, paper crafting kind of combines a lot of things that I like. It's it's the design, it's the artistry, you know what I mean, a part of it, and it's a kind of like a graphics type of ability you can pull in it too. So that's why I think I like paper crafting, because it combines a lot of different types of art into one, whereas I'm not just limited to just painting. I can kind of paint and paper craft, but I can also do other things like sew too. So that's why I end up really, really liking paper crafting the most.
That's cool. The point that you made about going to school for fashion design, Simone actually ended up going to school for fashion design, so I thought about that because you guys have that in common in terms of loving paper crafting and all. So, Simone, you went to school for fashion design, right?
I did. I went to the University of Cincinnati School of Design, Art, Architecture, and Planning, and that was a few years ago. So, yes, I did go to for fashion design.
We had a show.
Paper crafting.
we had a show, Ashley, I want to say it was probably about a month ago, and it was talking about how fashion influences the craft world, and that was a show that we had a lot of folks listening to, because we were talking about, you know what's new in fashion, the colors and all of that, and how you can walk into one of your, you know, sort of Michaels or craft stores, and you can actually see the influence and find some of the, whether it's the colors or the embellishments or the paper craft inside some of the stores. And one really big thing that I remember this season and last year from the fashion world that really made a crossover to the craft world were actually flowers. Because, you know, like the flower picture that you took, Ashley, it, you know, flowers seemed like people were wearing them on, ladies were wearing them on their jackets and necklaces and rings with flowers. And in the fashion world, they just seemed to be everywhere. And then, you know, lo and behold, you go into some of your craft stores. And I was there a couple of weeks ago, actually, and just picked up all of these large embellishment flowers that I purchased just to put on wreaths. So that was just sort of a sidebar to what we were talking about when you mentioned fashion. But in any event, Ashley, we have a few minutes to go with you. So was there any other thing that you wanted to talk about that Simone and I missed before we let you off the phone?
The only thing is that we have a challenge that is coming up tomorrow. It's going to basically feature a feminine side with lots of feminine colors, and it will basically be for a cause. And I guess people can all kind of guess what that's going to be about. We are in the month of October. So we like to do things that are current and cutting edge, and try to get people to be inspired by things that are happening around them. So we encourage people to come back to our blog tomorrow to see the reveal of our new challenge that will be featured.
Cool. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you had a good time. I hope we didn't we're pretty easy here at this show. And
I did. I had a wonderful time. Thanks so much for having me.
And I certainly, I never want to let any guests go without inviting them back. So if you've got, you know, a big project or something that you've got going on that you want to talk about that's, you know, whether it's the remaining of this year or next year that you want to get the word out there about, then, you know, I think we've got emails and we can get in touch with each other. So all you've got to do is email me, and I would be more than happy to have you back on to talk about any big project that you've got going that you want to talk about. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it does. Great. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Ashley. It was good talking to you.
Thank you for having me. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. She's so nice.
She is. Very sweet. Very sweet.
I know she is. She is very sweet. So for those of you that are joining us, if you're just joining us, that was Ashley with Embellish Magazine, and Ashley and her husband put together this online publication, and they've got some good stuff on there, and I really like what she said, Simone, when she talked about, hey, I'm not in competition with anybody out there, that's not what it's about, but it's about her and her husband being able to have artists, for those folks to have their work and to be able to publish it. But more importantly, I like what she said, when you can actually just publish, like if you want to take your particular project and put it on your wall or something to actually just click onto that, get your own work as opposed to not everybody else work in the magazine.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny when she said that because I'm so guilty of that because it's my television career. And I probably shouldn't say this, but I will since we're on the subject. You know, there are always different publications and newspapers that would do feature stories on us. And my goodness, I've had so many. I've been very fortunate in my TV career. And a lot of times I remember just going to buy the paper just because I wanted the article. I mean, really, just to send home to my nice grandmother and to my family. So I would go buy all these papers, and I would cut the article out of me, and then I would throw the rest in a trash can. So when she said that, that was just kind of funny because it really hit home to me. Not that I didn't like the other art, the magazines
yeah.
and the papers. I mean, I would read them before, but you know, it was all about me at those times in the magazines.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know, but you know how I am. I never want to offend anybody or any of that stuff. But yeah, it was. So anyway, I really really like that about her. Let's see, Tiffany is in the chat room. Tiffany Johnson. Hi, Tiffany. Tiffany says hello, ladies. She says that went by too fast. I know,
yes.
Tiffany, it did go by too fast. And what was funny when I first contacted Ashley, she says to me, she goes, I don't know if I can do an hour or 45 minutes. And I said to her, I'm like, Ashley, I'm like, trust me, it goes by so fast, you won't even know that, you know, by the time you say a couple of words, I'll be like, oh, thanks for joining us. It's time to wrap up. So
exactly.
Hello, Tiffany just said hello. She's so sweet. Who else is in the chat room? Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Sarah said, Sarah, you're not going to say hi to me. Sarah said, hi, Simone. What about Victoria? Show me some love. Come on, Sarah.
And I do go to Sarah's website, too. She has a really nice blog. I love her work, so I am a fan of yours.
Well, let's give Sarah a shout-out. Sarah, will you come on the show? Send us a message right now in the chat room, so we'll book you, too, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about Sarah. We've got a couple of few minutes left. What's up with Sarah?
Sarah just has some really cute things. Hi. She says hello to us, though.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
I just like her website.
What's up?
Yeah, she has some really cute cards. So I am a fan of hers, so I do go to her blog probably about once or twice a week. So
You must really like looking.
Yeah, I love looking.
Yeah, if you're going once or twice a week. Hey, Sarah, if you're still listening, why don't you give us the link right here in the chat room to your blog so I can pull it up as Simone gives you a little shout-out on there today. What did she say? She says, thank y'all. You're too sweet. Just here to support Ashley. I know, but we still want to see your stuff, too.
Yeah.
We like to support everyone on At Home with Victoria. We love Ashley. We love everyone here. So we like to support everyone. Who else is in the chat room? Julie is still there. And also, okay, good. She just put her link up, so let me click on that. Julie is still actually, Julie was one of the first that was with us before anyone came on. So Julie's been with us for the top of the hour. So, Simone, we've got, November is coming up. So we've got, Christmas? No, we did a bunch. We did some fall shows already, right?
Right, but maybe we can do maybe a Thanksgiving type of show. And
oh, that would be fun.
Maybe we can showcase some really cute, maybe table settings for Thanksgiving if we're doing
Sarah
like
is
that.
Beautiful. Hi, Sarah, my goodness. Yeah, I'm looking at your site right now. Actually, she has some information up there. She's a fan of embellished, too. Yeah, she's got embellished stuff up there. Cool, Sarah. I like this the card, Sarah, that you have. It's brown, and it has beauty on it with that really pretty flower in the middle.
Yeah, isn't
that
pretty?
Nice. Yeah, that's nice, yeah. Well, I see why you hit this website up about twice a week. Oh, look at the happy hello with the squirrels on it. That's so cute.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Your stuff is good.
I know. Who's this little cutie that I'm looking at down here in the middle of the page? Rebecca? Oh, she's so cute. I'll have to read her story. I'm sorry. I'm all on Sarah's stuff now. So we were talking about doing a show about Thanksgiving stuff, you said?
Yeah, maybe some Thanksgiving ideas that we can get out there, and maybe I can... do a couple of Thanksgiving cards. so that you can show. That might
that
be
sounds
fun
good.
To do. Yeah, just give some people some ideas, and I'll look up some more websites that you can go to get other ideas. So I'll put that on
that
my blog.
Good.
Yeah.
I want to say hi again to Julie. Julie said hello, and Julie said wanted to hear Ashley's interview. Yeah, Ashley was very good. Ashley, again, if you're just joining in very late in the show, she was on with us starting for about 2:15, 2:20 from embellishmagazine.com. If you did miss any of this show or Ashley's interview, you can always go back to my site here on Blog Talk Radio. It's saved, and all you have to do is copy it or email it to yourself, and then you'll be able to have it. Or it is also on iTunes, because as soon as my shows are over, they go directly to iTunes. So if you hit podcasts and search At Home with Victoria, then Ashley's interview will be there. It'll come up under Embellish Magazine. So I'm just excited for her and all that she's doing and really being out there trying to help all the other artists. I just think that that's so cool. And she's just so sweet, too. You can hear it in her voice.
Very sweet.
You can totally hear it in her voice. Well, guys, we want to thank all of you for joining us, all the guests that we had in the chat room, Julie, Sarah, Tiffany, and, of course, Simone, my sidekick when it comes to the arts and crafts world. I want to thank all of you guys for joining us. So Simone and I are going to get working on her idea that she wants to do for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And up until that point, I think I probably have about five other shows that I have in between Thanksgiving. But in any event, I do have to mention this. If you guys like a HSN and you like a QVC, I'm having like maybe four or five hosts from HSN firming the details on that that's going to come on and talk about their favorite Christmas picks. They'll be on around the last week of November. And then I'm having a bunch of folks on from QVC, their host. So I think I'm going to have five on from HSN and five hosts from QVC. So if that's sort of your thing and, you know, you kind of like that, then check those shows out. They should be fun. You can call in and ask questions and any of that stuff. Tiffany says, my hubby has banned me from HSN and QVC. Sorry, Tiffany. Well, you can at least check back on our website and come listen. I think QVC, no, not QVC, HSN, I'm either going to have Colleen Lopez, I'm going to have, I can't think of most of their names. Anyway, but you guys look and check back on the site, and I'll be talking about it throughout my other shows, but I thought those shows would be funny. So, yeah, if you like HSN and QVC, then check the shows the last week of November, early August, because they're going to be on to talk about all the HSN and QVC stuff. So anyway, guys, thanks a lot. And Simone, thank you. I love you. You're always here with me, and what would I do without my sidekick?
Thank you, Victoria.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
Okay, bye-bye. We love Simone, don't we? We do love Simone. Okay, guys, I got a couple more minutes. Again, truly, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great. Join us anytime you want. I'm always on Sundays. And don't forget to download this on iTunes and just check out my site on Blog Talk Radio. Bye, Tiffany. Lawn Fawn, you're so late, but come back and visit again. Bye, Simone. Bye, Tiffany. Bye, Sarah. Bye, Julie. Bye, all the guests. I'll see you guys later. I think I've got to get myself ready to go to the newsroom and do some stories for TV. So I'm out of here. Bye-bye.